Hey everyone, it's Ryan here with Cardinal Aviation. Welcome to episode number 31 of the audio briefings. It's been a pretty interesting week. It's been busy. It's been about a week since our last podcast, so thank you very much for your patience. Between work and the day job, had the opportunity to fly five very different flying machines this week. It was up in my Bearhawk. We're flying with a client in the Turbine 206, and we were able to sign him off to take it on his own yesterday. Cirrus SR-22, and then I had two flights and two different helicopters this week, the Cabri G2 and the Bell 47. Both very, very different machines, but a lot of fun, each in their own way. All five of those, I mean, if it flies, it's awesome anyway. We all know that. What I wanted to talk about today was, again, why not talk about something current? A couple flights I had this week, and first, we'll talk about the Cirrus flight, and this is with a client who's getting ready to do a recurrent instrument check, and we've just been going up and, you know, dusting off the cobwebs and talking about procedures and tools that professional pilots use, career pilots use to make their flying safer. So we went and did a cross-country flight, an approach at two different airports, landing, and then picked up another IFR clearance to get home. And one of the things that we're talking about, and it's something I hammer home with almost everyone I'm flying with, VFR or IFR, but it's more of an IFR thing, is I call it my three questions. And this is one of those things where you can apply it wherever you like, and it should just, it's on repeat in your head the whole time. And my three questions are, where am I? Where am I going? And what's next? Now, where am I is pretty self-explanatory, and I mean, there's no real one correct answer to any of these, but it could be I am 20 miles south of the Williams Lake Airport, and then where am I going could be I'm on radar vectors, or I am tracking GPS direct to such and such a fix. And what's next? What's next is the fun one, and what's next can really be anything. It can be, you know, what's my next waypoint after where I'm going? It could be, do I need to brief an approach? Do I need to load the approach into the GPS? Is there an aircraft checklist that I need to do? Do I need to switch fuel tanks? So where am I? Pretty simple. Where am I going? Pretty simple. What's next? That's the tricky one. And there's really always something that's next. But if we've asked ourselves that question on repeat over and over and over and over again, there comes a point where we're in cruise flight and we go, what's next? And you go, you know what? There's nothing next. I've completed every task that needs to be completed right now. And that's where I tell people, now you get to give yourself permission to sit back, take a deep breath, look out the window, appreciate the view, and just appreciate how freaking awesome it is that we get to fly airplanes. And we get to appreciate the moment, and you allow yourself 30 seconds or a minute of that, and then you get straight back into, where am I now? And you're going to be a couple of miles, you know, closer to the next point or further from the last point. Where am I going? Maybe you're no longer on radar vectors. Maybe you've been cleared direct something. And what's next? Maybe there's something next. Maybe there isn't. Then you get to give yourself another 30 seconds or a minute to just enjoy how freaking awesome it is that we get to fly airplanes. So those are my three questions for situational awareness. I encourage you to try it in your flying, and I guarantee you it's going to make a difference, and at least it just keeps the mind working. Don't think too far ahead, like what's next? Oh, I got to do something in an hour and a half down the road on this flight. It's kind of like, what's next right now? What do I need to do? What task can I get completed so that I am ahead of the airplane? So then we fast forward to another flight I had this week, and that was in the Turbine 206. And that's the gentleman I've been telling you about, where we've been doing turbine transition training. And we had a really interesting flight. We flew, it's about 150 miles over the mountains to Vernon. He had to pick some stuff up there. And then he decided he wanted to go to a couple other airports on the way home. And these are all kind of in the mountains, if you will. There's valleys and lakes and some terrain in between. But he wanted to go to a bunch of these different airports on the way back. And that's fine. On the way to Vernon, the whole way, I kind of surprised him. We got up to 9,500 feet over the mountains and threw on the hood, and he flew on instruments the whole way there. It was great. the GPS as a reference and keeping the needle centered on the CDI. But when we left Vernon for our next stop, we started on the GPS and then I turned him off and I handed him a map and we got a little bit turned around and ended up figuring out where we were going. But knowing that we were going to land and then go to another airport, it's a lot easier to figure out what the first course is after takeoff. I mean, we didn't have drift lines or anything drawn on the map, but just looking at landmarks and features while we're on descent into the airport, planning our exit strategy for the next stop. So we ended up flying the next 3 hours in the mountains, in the trenches, as I like to call it, down below the tops of the terrain, all the way home with three or four stops in between using nothing but paper maps. And honestly, it was a lot of fun. It's something that I would recommend everybody do occasionally. Turn off that GPS, put away the tablet, pull out the paper map, and challenge yourself because it is a skill that is perishable. And in today's modern training environment where tablets are commonplace, where GPS is the norm, I mean, a lot of us learned to fly, and I got my instrument rating before really GPS was commonplace in an airplane and before there were tablets existed. So everything was on paper charts, tracking, using an ADF to track a low frequency or medium frequency airway. Those were things that were normal for us, and tablets and GPS and all this technology really is a fantastic tool. So try maybe once or twice, get rid of that tool, get back to paper, get back to basics, because you know what? Things run out of batteries, tablets run out of batteries, electrical things happen in the airplane, you could lose your GPS. Especially in the summer here, that tablet is going to overheat if it's in the sun, and it will take some time to cool off. So get yourself comfortable with paper. One recommendation, especially, well, if you're in the prairies or the Midwest, maybe not so much, but when you're trying to figure out where you are with paper and where you're going, rather than looking for the little city name or the town name, look for physical landmarks or features. So it could be, you know, a large bay in a lake or a river or a prominent highway or a mountain. At one point I had asked, well, where are we? And the client looked at the map and he goes, well, I think we're here. And I said, well, what's a physical feature that we could see on the map that really pinpoints where we were? And right off our left wing, we're going up a lake, and it was a very long lake, and there was a hill and there was a highway, and the highway actually did a bit of a curve and went around the backside of the hill where we couldn't see it. So we could see the highway south of the hill. We could see the highway north of the hill, but it disappeared. And those are little cues that you can use on your map to kind of figure out where you are using physical land features rather than the little dot with the town name. Because I don't know if you've noticed, if you fly in kind of remote areas, but it doesn't take much to be called a town to be put on the map. All you really need is a mailbox and a corner store and you're a town. So keep those things in mind. Challenge yourself to get back to basics, back to paper. Ask yourself those three little questions and really just get back to the grassroots and the fundamentals of flying. Because without those fundamentals, without those building blocks, there really isn't a lot to build on. And really that is the foundation of pilotage, however you want to pronounce it. Maybe just as a tribute to those that came before us, just get rid of some of the technology, as amazing as it is, as much as it reduces the cockpit workload, and just get back to basics. And you'll find that just that challenge adds another element to the flight, makes it that much more fun and that much more rewarding when you get back to base. All right, that's all I got today. We're going to keep it short. Just keep pushing yourself to be the best you can be in the airplane, to be as safe as you can be in the airplane, for the sake of you, for the sake of your passengers, and just that we take pride in what we do and that we're always improving in it. All right. If you're looking for some other great aviation content online, I'm going to plug a new one today. There's a on Instagram, Wolf with an E, so JWOLFE.aviation. He's been doing a series of aviation interviews every Saturday and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And this is really more geared to the person that's looking to get into the industry, looking to get into aviation, and hearing from different professionals in different fields. So he's had some really interesting guests on. Check it out next weekend. the Flying BC podcast, www.flyingbc.com. Learn the finer points, flight chops. If you have any input for us, if you want to do some flying with Cardinal, any work we can do for you, we've been working on ferry permits for a couple of clients, some flying work with a couple of clients. Joe Cheng, our coach in Calgary, worked with Steve this week in his retractable turbo aero, I believe it is, a PA28200R, doing some IFR coaching. So if you want to do any of that stuff, www.cardinalaviation.ca. Or you can email us info@cardinalaviation.ca. And lastly, on Instagram @cardinalaviation. All right, everyone, fly safely, never stop learning.